It's Thursday, the 27th of February, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 1 p.m. news. The Namibia Civil Aviation Authority has imposed airspace restrictions around Windhoek, affecting a significant portion of the airspace until the 2nd of March. The restrictions will remain in place for the memorial and funeral services of the late founding father, Dr. Sam Nyoma. The authority says the measure has been enacted to ensure safety and security during this solemn period, particularly around the upcoming events. The restriction is effective 27th of February to the 2nd of March 2025. Our team is covering every step of the late founding father, Dr. Sam Nyoma's procession to the Parliament Gardens this afternoon, where his remains are expected to lie in state on Thursday, 27 February 2025. Angie Scholes for Future Media News.
The remains of our founding father has just arrived in Windhoek. There are hundreds of people gathered along the streets waiting for the remains to pass them, to say their final last goodbyes. People are waving flags, there are flowers, beautiful singing, and yes, the atmosphere is absolutely wonderful. Today we can see the unity that our late founding father has brought together. So yes, beautiful moment here in Klein Windhoek. I'm Angie Scholes for Future Media News, Windhoek.
South African President Cyril Ramaphosa has reaffirmed the country's commitment to the policy of non-alignment. He participated in a dialogue at the Goldman Sachs conference in Johannesburg. The dialogue focused on issues like economic growth, structural reforms, and international relations.
Globally, we are a small player, and some people say that we punch above our weight, and some people say we're too noisy. And maybe we are noisy, but we seek to craft peace, but we also seek to advance the interests of South Africans.
Malawian President Lazarus Chakwera has fired his trade minister a day after protests erupted in the capital over a cost of living crisis in the poverty-stricken country. Vitumbiko Mumba, who was appointed a labor minister last month, will replace Sosten Gwengwe in the trade portfolio, Chakwera said in a statement in parliament in the capital, Lilongwe, on Wednesday. And dozens more complaints have been received over widespread abuse at a Catholic boarding school in France. More than 150 allegations of physical, psychological, and sexual abuse against learners from the 1950s until 2010 have so far been raised about the Betterham school in southern France. Ross Cullen has more.
The private Catholic school is mired in allegations of the sexual abuse of children that lasted for 60 years. A judicial investigation is underway, and on Thursday, 40 new complaints were filed, including the rape of a 12-year-old boy and the sexual abuse of another 12-year-old pupil. The scandal has engulfed the Prime Minister. A former teacher at Betterham School claimed Francois Bayrou was aware of claims of the abuse of young boys in the 1990s but did not act on them. Bayrou says he had no knowledge of the physical and sexual abuse at the school, which several of his own children attended.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.